This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, Hour 5, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. Here's the Chief with a proper round trip.
Looking forward to listening to what Tyler Mahle does tonight. That's for dang sure, as he gets the start for the Rangers. Corey Seager with a sore calf going to be out for today's game. Bochy said it's out of caution and there isn't any big concerns. Hopefully that is much to do about nothing. As this game is obviously meaningless, but I would still expect to see Corey Seager on Thursday for opening day versus the Red Sox. Evaldi, Crochet, that's going to be awesome. You got Skeens and Sandy with Alcantara with the Marlins going toe-to-toe on opening day as well. That's a heck of a pitching matchup, but Evo and Crochet ain't too bad. Crochet's been dealing.
This is legendary. I think one of the best left-handed pitchers in the game right now against Evaldi, one of the most clutch pitchers in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Evaldi versus his former Red Sox. Storylines write themselves. Opening day. Going to be awesome. Now, before we get to the concession items at Globe Life Field, I wanted to address a couple of things, and it has to do with Los Angeles, both teams. The Angels instituted a new rule this season, players not allowed to be on their cell phones at their lockers. How about this? Ron Wash. He said he did it so the players would interact with each other more and bond. Mike Trout is one of a couple of vets who have said it's worked out great so far. Right. But I've heard like AJ Pierzynski, guys like that, that are talking like, I would have never stood for this. I'm an adult. You can't tell me what to do in that way. So interesting what Wash is implementing there. No cell phones at the locker. I imagine everybody's just going to be gathering in the hallways outside the locker and playing their brick breaker.
Yeah, Ron's an old school dude. You know, he's got to be well into his 70s by now. And as much as I celebrate him, you know, I think this is a blind spot. It's tough. I get it. I might work on a compromise. Like, let's have a no cell phone hour. Just see what happens, you know? 3 hours before the game, 4 hours before the game, I don't know.
Are you collecting it in one of those buckets like school teachers do when the kids walk in? Drop your phone in the bucket now. I'll deliver them out after. I hope they're on silent. If they ring, you don't get it back.
I think we're going to have to go honor system. You know, to the aforementioned point from Pierzynski, they're adults, you know? So I'm trying to get this home so it can be as organic and like almost their idea. They see the value in it. They want to run with it. They're having fun. They're inventing ways to tease each other, troll each other, maybe play some laundry, basketball. I don't know. Play some ping pong. But there's something to it. Like, you know how bad it is to get that TikTok brain or that cell phone brain where you're just like,
yeah, you're right? A zombie.
You're not going to be able to perform like that, right? But it's a tough thing to break. It's easy to tell our kids to get off their phones. We can't get off our own damn phones. So I think managers would probably be wise to be trying to explore this space and educate their players to be mindful about the struggles of it, you know, and why it's bad for you.
Mookie Betts may miss opening day thanks to a mystery illness.
He's losing weight.
It's caused him to lose 23 pounds in the last 2 weeks. He's down to under $1.60.
He can't hold food. He can't eat solid food right now. Something's wrong with him.
He got sick right before they took off to Tokyo. Wow. And he had to deal with being sick on the flight there, didn't get any better, and was still sick when they flew back. He's miserable right now. Here he is at his locker. It's funny that he's got this illness, but I guess it's a mystery illness. So I'm assuming they know to some level it's not contagious because he's just at the locker talking to the reporters. Here was the interaction.
2 days before Tokyo. 2 days before Tokyo. didn't get to play the last game. So got on the plane. I thought I would at least give myself a couple days to kind of heal. And then the plane ride was brutal. That was one of the worst plane rides I ever had. Got there and got one workout in. And that was a really bad trip in Tokyo. So I came back and another bad plane ride. I mean, it's just, it hasn't been anything, you know, very encouraging. But, you know, it is what it is.
Is what it is, not really getting anything encouraging, 2 weeks sick and doesn't know what it is, dropping weight rapidly, and just the idea of being on a flight that long. I've been sick on a flight before,
but yeah.
You're talking domestic, 90 minutes, 2 hours. I can't fathom from L.A. to Tokyo.
Well, he was in a first class seat.
Still.
I get that.
It wasn't like
he was flying Frontier.
No, I'm just saying, though, with you being sick on a plane, you were probably, your knee was probably touching another person's knee.
This is true.
Okay, and you were probably like no air conditioning on your face at all, right? No.
For the most part.
No air conditioning at all.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
And there were people, yeah.
But I don't know how long exactly that flight is from L.A. to Japan, but I would presume that, unless you're sleeping, unless you have something that's able to just get you to sleep.
Yeah.
Being sick on a plane, whether you're in first class or not, I would imagine is one of the worst experiences of all time.
This kid on the team. So this makes me think of it. This kid on my soccer team, she's playing great. But then the fall, she like started losing a little bit of weight. Next thing you know, she's out. She had this stomach thing going on.
12 hours, sir.
Lost like 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Very similar story. Ended up getting malnourished and a bone in her back broke as a result of not being able to get enough nutrients on board.
Holy smokes.
Right? So now she's overcome the stomach thing and she's trying to play, but as she gets active, she realizes there's a bone in her back that's broken, right? So losing that amount of weight, this is where I'm going with it. I'm sure he has medical trainers and people filling his IV bags full of whatever needs to be round-the-clock medical attention, but...
Yeah, to avoid something
This is a serious deal. This is more than a player being sick or having a condition. This is concerning for his health, you know?
No question, dude.
Yeah.
Super scary situation. So something to monitor there with Mookie Betts and the Dodgers. Now to the fun of the new culinary opportunities at Globe Life Field for Rangers games this year. Boys and girls, they have delivered once again 10 new foods. And we'll go ahead and start with the 2025 Boomstick. It's going to be a burrito this time. We've seen different variations of the Boomstick, cheeseburgers, hot dogs. This is 26 inches tortilla, and it's just a loaded, delicious.
3 pounds.
Yeah, 3.5 pounds worth of burrito, and it's $35.99.
I love everything about it. The only thing I don't like is I would call it the Boomstickerito. You know, it's me.
There you go. Yeah. I was disappointed to see there was no Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There was no chocolate chip cookies. There was no fried Higashi Okras.
Missed opportunity,
I would say. But that burrito right there, that's a big dog. The thing about the burrito, though, is
you can only
cut it in half. Because you need that bottom to secure the food. So it's not like you can cut it up into sections to where you're feeding four or five people. Because if you get a middle piece that doesn't have the bottom locked up with the tortilla, it's just going to be all over you. You're going to be wearing that burrito. So just something to consider. But
it'd be like a burrito sushi at that point.
Yeah, like if you're a big dog, if you're maybe you and one other guy, you cut it in half. You each take 12 and a half inches or so. It's 26. I mean, 26 inches long, 3.5 pounds. It's a big dog, but I'm looking forward to trying it. That's for sure. You have three different lobster opportunities: lobster roll, lobster mac, lobster nachos.
Hmm.
I believe it's more imitation than anything, though. So I think that I don't know.
They're gonna charge you lobster price for it.
Oh, absolutely. At the ballpark, that's double lobster price.
$20 for the lobster mac, $20 for the nachos, $14 for the lobster roll.
Okay, we're faking it up then. Yeah.
I think my favorite item is going to be from Hurtado. Surprise. The big papa potato, Hurtado shredded brisket, served inside a baked potato, layered with butter, cheddar cheese, and sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce for $14.99. And the pictures of this thing are impressive.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Now, I was arguing that you eat this particular thing as if it's like a taco or something. You're not forking it.
But
you got to fork the baked potato.
See, I'm eating that. I'm picking up that. I'm eating that loaded potato. I just think it's more. What it calls for.
You said, is it with the butter?
Caveman style.
Yeah, you got all of it. You just pick it up with your hands and eat it like it's a potato taco of sorts.
It
might large. Be dripping
everywhere. Yeah,
you might get a little forearm to elbow drip on that butter.
Do you normally eat loaded baked potatoes like that at home?
Not always. No, when it's a part of a dish because everything else needs a fork, so I might as well just fork it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just getting a baked potato, I'm just going to use both my hands and crush that thing like
you're
a taco.
You're at the ballpark. It's made for finger foods.
Smoked wings, four chicken wings.
Yeah, if you have like a beach towel to kind of wipe yourself off.
I'll have a bib. I'll put the bib on. Be fine.
I think the first day that we're out there on a Friday doing a broadcast, we're going
to
do this.
You're going to challenge him to it?
Yeah. I want to see him eat this thing.
My biggest issue is that thing just opens up.
Yeah. I want to see him eat this thing with his hands completely. That's what I want to see.
It is wrapped in foil. You might have to peel it off like a burrito.
He said he picks it up and eats it like a taco.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be beautiful.
Can't wait.
I'm looking forward to that. And then we'll close it down here. There's other options, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the gumbo nachos. Gumbo nachos. Now, these.
Okay. Sausage, shrimp.
White queso, chicken, and sausage gumbo.
Okay.
That's what it's topped with for $15.99. I just wonder, how liquidy is that?
Very.
That's my concern.
Very.
Are you straining the gumbo and then throwing that strained gumbo
I think
gumbo
you're probably
material?
Having the gumbo fixings. I'd say the chicken, the sausage would be like, and then maybe that would be the, you know, I don't think that it'd be the amazing. Liquidy thing. I just think
the liquid part is what scares me. Like those chips are just going to get soggy real quick. It almost called for more. You felt like maybe a jambalaya situation.
Let me tell you
stickier,
this, though.
Less runny.
How disappointed are we though when we have like no chip coverage? So maybe a little bit with some gumbo juice in it would be not bad.
Gumbo juice.
Yeah.
Looking forward to trying it.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
The proper round tripper is in the books. We've done it again.
You're going to freaking watch me.
Gone around the bases.
No way.
I think we need a bet payoff after he makes you eat those words, Brian.
I just think that thing is going to be all over the place. I just don't see any way biting into that with fully loaded that it's just not.
I mean, you got brisket.
Yeah, just not all over your hands completely where you're just kind of like, oh, I got to put it down. You know,
I can't wait to watch him try now, though. Uh-huh. I think that you bring up a good point, Brian.
Oh, I'm buying it.
I want to see how this guy thinks he's going to do this.
Oh, you're buying it? Oh, I'm buying it. I'm buying
make
it.
It a double.
Yeah. Can you blame me for betting on the Chief after we've seen
No, not at all.
Toys?
No, my man unhooked that jaw and just, you know, we've seen him eat four burger patties.
It's going to be a good contest.
Okay, we got to step aside. We'll get you set up for Rangers pregame coming up next and tell you what you need to know about tonight's Mavs game as you know who is back in about 15 minutes. Yeah, buddy, we're back. Rangers baseball is coming up here at 6:30. Huge 24 hours of sports. Tomorrow, DeGrom is going to pitch for the Rangers. That game's at 1:30. Today, you're going to get some Tyler Mahle with the first pitch coming up at 7:05 against the Royals out there at the Globe. But tonight, you have a lot of variety. Okay, Paige Beckers and UConn, likely pick of the Dallas Wings in the WNBA draft. She's going to be on TV here coming up at 7 o'clock. Mavs and Nets and Anthony Davis's return, plus Rangers baseball. So we look forward to talking about all that and more with you tomorrow. Thanks to Ross Lebinski and the Pimp Cup filling in for Lucius Alexander today. Did a heck of a job. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. For Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers baseball is next. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Eddie.